forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Friday, cloudy skies, a slight chance of rain showers, mid-50s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, cloudy, chance of rain showers, low of 42. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. For Saturday, a blend of clouds and sun with a high of 62. For Saturday night, mostly clear with a low near 38 degrees. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 44.
Built Ford Tough. It's synonymous with the rugged capability, outstanding performance, and dependability of Ford trucks. The new Ford F-150 trucks are on the lot at Boss Motors in downtown Marysville. See the all-new Ford cars and trucks at Boss Motors, downtown Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. Reno County fire officials say four fires north of Hutchinson in early March are suspicious in nature. The Hutch News reports the fires March 4th and 5th burned more than 5,500 acres and destroyed a dozen homes. Deputy Fire Chief Doug Heenan says in a news release that a firework that emits a shower of sparks was found near the origin of one of the March 5th fires. The Kansas Turnpike Authority is warning the public to stay out of a South Topeka Creek following a sewage spill that resulted from turnpike construction. Turnpike Authority official Rachel Bell told the Topeka Capital Journal that the spill at Shunga Creek was discovered Wednesday morning. Bell says the contamination occurred as a subcontractor was preparing to relocate a sewage line on the South Topeka Interchange Project. And flood watches in effect for northern Oklahoma and southern Kansas. Mid-America Network News.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? You need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-467-7307. 1-800-467-7307. 1-800-467-7307.
Blue the Dog here for propane. Making the rounds with my owner, the Propane Man, has allowed me to see a lot. I may just be a simple dog. I didn't attend the elite boarding kennels, and you'll never see me on Barking with the Stars. But I do know that propane is the smart fuel that lets millions of Americans live where they want and how they want. It's clean, reliable, and powers modern appliances from tankless water heaters to high-efficiency furnaces. Learn more at ProudlyPropane.com.
Jurors have acquitted a northeast Kansas man of charges that he sexually assaulted a 13-year-old girl in a rural cemetery. Jurors in Kansas Jackson County yesterday found 22-year-old Jacob Ewing not guilty of charges of aggravated indecent liberties and aggravated criminal sodomy with a child under 14. Ewing still faces trials on charges alleging that he sexually assaulted five women. He's entered not guilty pleas in those cases. During the trial that ended yesterday, the teenager testified that Ewing sodomized her in 2014 while she pleaded for him to stop. A defense witness testified that the girl later bragged about the experience. The death of a woman whose body was found in a vehicle in Kansas City, Kansas, is being investigated as a homicide. Police said in a news release that officers found the woman dead from an apparent gunshot wound Wednesday night while responding to a shooting call. The woman's name wasn't immediately released. Pending notification of relatives, police said only that she was in her 30s. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Farming has inherent risk. Will your investments pay off this year? The answer depends on many factors, some you can control and others you cannot. That's where we come in. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and our agents can help you find the right insurance to protect your farming operation against a loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. With four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, Blue Valley Insurance can help manage your risk so your farm will prosper into the future.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. A man charged with robbing a teenage girl in Kearney has pleaded no contest to several crimes. court records show Johnny Tavares is scheduled to be sentenced May 26 on charges of felony fleeing and misdemeanor assault and false reporting. Prosecutors amended the charges and dropped others in exchange for Tavares's pleas. Authorities have arrested a woman who tried to persuade Douglas County jail workers to turn over two inmates to her for transport. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office says the woman drove into a secure jail access area Wednesday and told workers she was a driver for what she called MS Services, which had been hired to transport the inmates. She didn't have proper documentation and eventually was arrested. One of the inmates was her boyfriend. CSX says restructuring and cost-cutting by new CEO Hunter Harrison will give a big boost to the railroad's earnings this year. They're looking for a 25% increase over last year. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
There's always a need for agricultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. Kitchy Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes, and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville USD 364 School Board met last Wednesday and approved adding four positions, an additional elementary special education teacher, an additional pre-K teacher, a Kansas CAN coordinator, the position being a cross between a curriculum coordinator, administrator, and counselor, and a speech-language pathologist. Resignations were accepted from Shelby Cherney, social worker, Emily Lucas, Marysville Special Education, Kim Prockish, English teacher, and Jamie Rose, paraprofessional. Certified contracts were offered to Joseph Smith, a social worker, Elizabeth Stewart as foreign language teacher, Jamie Anderson as pre-K teacher, Janine Debley as special education teacher at Marysville Elementary, and Cale Green as special education teacher at Valley Heights. Green was also offered a contract as paraprofessional at Marysville Elementary for the remainder of this school year. A bid of $119,000 was approved for replacement of a cooler and freezer compartments in the Marysville Junior Senior High cafeteria. The board approved an FBLA trip to Anaheim, California for Nationals and a forensics trip to the Nationals in Louisville, Kentucky. The district will pay expenses for one sponsor and $100 per student. A portion of a human skull found on a sandbar in the Big Blue River east of Wymore in February has been determined not to be from the modern era. A Wymore resident kayaking the river had turned the remains in, which an investigation has determined was not from the 20th or 21st century. It was not apparently of Native American origin, and no additional remains or artifacts were found in the area after a search by authorities. Marshall County Arts Cooperative will host a state music showcase Sunday afternoon. The event will feature students who received a 1 rating on their solo or ensemble performance at regional music competition. This concert is open to the public Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. at the Arts Center in Marysville and is free and open to the public. Robert M. Roberts, Sr., age 82, of Wymore, passed away Tuesday. Memorial service Monday, 2 p.m. at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral in Wymore. Burial of ashes at the Bethel Cemetery near Wymore. Visitation Sunday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday from 2 until 4 at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Robert Roberts, Sr. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, a hamburger, potato salad, beans, and fruit pizza. Monday's menu, turkey tetrazzini, garlic bread, mixed salad, and cranberry sauce. Check of school and community calendar. Marysville softball team at Abilene today. The baseball team at Abilene. KNDY News Time is 7:14.
Saving for retirement can seem complicated, confusing, even scary, but it doesn't have to be. Hi, I'm Katie Smith, Assistant Vice President for United Bank and Trust here in Marysville, and we're here to help. As we go through tax season, now is the perfect time to think about opening an individual retirement account, better known as an IRA. If you have questions or want to get started, stop by and ask for me, Katie. I'd love to walk through the process with you. Saving for retirement with an IRA at United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Home City, that's where we do business. And Cornerstone Granite considers home more than a fine community where we work. It's also the concept that our hometown is yours as well. We're proud to live and work with our friends and neighbors, where we're a part of your church, school, and kids' activities. Our family has grown up with yours, and we continue to strive every day to exceed your expectations of outstanding customer service and satisfaction. This is Robert and Regina McInerney inviting you to stop by at Home City and see us anytime, or find us online at cornerstonegraniteMemorials.com and find out why we say, for the life well-remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
For the life well-remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, thanks to another low-pressure system making its way across the southern parts of the United States, we're kind of on the northern edge of this low, so it looks like we could see isolated rain showers as we head through the day and maybe a 40% chance as we head into tonight. Otherwise, a beautiful weekend in store. We're going to see partly to mostly sunny skies, and we're definitely going to see those temperatures warm back up thanks to a high-pressure system as well as winds from the south back into the upper 60s as we head into Sunday and even 70s by Monday. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Friday, we cannot rule out some rain showers, otherwise cloudy, upper 50s, wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, cloudy, chance of rain, low of 42, wind gusts as high as 20. For Saturday, we'll have partly sunny skies. We'll see temperatures warmer at 62. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low near 38. For Sunday, mostly sunny at 69, and Sunday night clear, temperatures at 47. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-April, 68. Record high on this date, 94 in 1902. The average low, 45. The record low, 24 in 1953. Sunset this evening, 8:06. Sunrise in the morning at 6:36. Cooler this morning in Marysville, 44 degrees. Winds are light, favoring the north. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 21st of April. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Free your mind at the Marysville Public Library with Pushing the Limits. On April 24th at 5:30 p.m., experience a book club meets science discussion of Wired by Douglas Richards. Call the library to get your free book. Pushing the Limits is a reading, viewing, and discussion program for adults and communities served by rural libraries, made possible by a grant from the National Science Foundation.
A comeback win for the ages for LeBron and the defending champs. The Spurs lose on the road, and Nashville ends the Blackhawks season. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. It was a comeback worthy of the history books. The Cavaliers, down 25 points at halftime, rallied to beat Indiana 119-114.
He's at the top of the key, takes a dribble. Schumpert stripped him, puts it up ahead to LeBron. The Cavs can take the lead. LeBron to the foul line. He thunders it home.
On WTAM, LeBron James triple-double and setting an NBA record for overcoming the largest halftime deficit in playoff history. Cleveland leads Indiana 3-0. The Grizzlies showing their teeth in Game 3 against the Spurs.
Conley gives for Gasol, right back to Conley. Perfect give and go. Conley's right-hand floater over the 7-footer. Deadman is good.
On ESPN 92.9, Memphis top San Antonio 105-94. Spurs lead 2-1. In the NHL, the Blackhawks season is over.
Predators have swept the Blackhawks.
On NBCSN, Nashville wins 4-1 over Chicago. This is ABC Sports. The Penguins are into the second round of the NHL playoffs.
The Pittsburgh Penguins, they have defeated the Columbus Blue Jackets by the score of 5-2 and win the series.
On WXDX, the defending champs eliminate Columbus 5-2. The Rangers and Canadiens went into overtime in Game 5.
Into the Montreal zone, down the left wing with a shot in front, score! Rangers win! Mika Zibanejad with the overtime goal, and the Rangers win game 5.
On WEPN, Rangers take a 3-2 series lead over Montreal with a 3-2 victory. In Edmonton, the Oilers beat the Sharks in overtime 4-3. They go up 3-2. Sabres owner Terry Pegula clean house and fired general manager Tim Murray and head coach Dan Bylsma. Back to the NBA, Milwaukee crushed Toronto.
Dilly, baseline to Monroe. Down to Giannis, slam it! Right at the shot clock buzzer. Bucks now lead by 34.
On WTMJ, the Bucks win big 104-77 and take a 2-1 series lead over the Raptors. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
Mark your calendar for the 10th annual CMH Health Fair, Saturday, April 22nd from 6 to 10 a.m. Community Memorial Healthcare will offer comprehensive blood tests and free health information. A blood profile is available for $30, and PSAs for men are $15. CMH is committed to promoting good health awareness by providing free health information and low-cost health screenings. They encourage participants to take charge of their own health by attending the health fair, April 22nd at Community Memorial Healthcare in Marysville.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. In a recent stop in Wisconsin to discuss job creation, President Trump vowed to support Wisconsin dairy farmers in their trade dispute with Canada and possibly make big changes to the North American Free Trade Agreement. The president saying, "We're going to use every tool at our disposal to restore the American dream, and we're going to stand up for Wisconsin dairy farmers." Trump had been discussing the situation with his advisors. He says he plans to demand a fair trade from all the trading partners, including Canada. A recent letter from Wisconsin officials to Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross noted that Canada's new targeted milk pricing programs have made it very difficult for dairy producers to get their product into the Canadian market. They're greatly concerned that the new pricing program violates the trade obligations with the U.S., the group said. Trump promised the group leaders that Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, several senators, and Speaker of the House Paul Ryan would get together to figure it all out. He said they're going to get it together, call Canada, and ask them what happened. Trump promised the crowd, and he also promised big changes to NAFTA, or says it might be time to get rid of it once and for all. Monsanto announcing it's reached milestones in the two key aspects of its biodiversity program, including protecting species and promoting sustainable landscapes. Monsanto established 72 habitats for monarch butterflies and other pollinators at company sites across America. The number of those sites certified by Wildlife Habitat Council doubled from 15 to 31 the past year. The commitment to establishing pollinator wildlife habitat, an important part of the advocacy for protecting species and promoting sustainable landscapes, which are at the heart of biodiversity strategy for Monsanto, that according to Pam Striffler, who is the Vice President of Sustainability and Stakeholder Engagement with Monsanto. With this Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
The Manhattan Commission Company will be holding a special stock cow and replacement heifer sale to be held in conjunction with the regular feeder cattle auction this Friday, April the 21st, with 600 head expected. The special cow and replacement heifer consignments will start selling after the feeder cattle at approximately 2 p.m. We'll have 45 fancy black calf and vaccinated first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 45-day-old Angus sire calves beside. There'll be a complete dispersal of 60 Angus cows. They'll be running ages. They'll have spring calves beside. There'll be 125-plus Simmental Angus and Red Angus cross fall-bred heifers. There'll be first calf heifers bred for August and October calves, plus many other fall calving cows and spring calving cow calf pairs. Also offered will be 95 fancy Hereford Angus black white face replacement heifers weighing 7 to 825 and several breeding bulls. For more information on the special cow consignments for Friday, April 21st, please call the Manhattan Commission Company at 800-834-1029 or check the website at mcclivestock.com.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, the stage is set for next week's expected Senate confirmation and swearing-in of Sonny Perdue as the 31st U.S. Secretary of Agriculture. The Senate is expected to easily confirm former Georgia Governor Perdue as USDA Secretary Monday evening, which will likely be followed by Perdue's speedy swearing-in. USDA did not return calls on the timing of events, but American Farm Bureau Executive Director of Public Policy Dale Moore had this on his experience at the USDA with three former secretaries.
There was an initial swearing in so they could immediately get to work, and that's a fairly informal and could, you know, be in the back room to, you know, to fulfill the law and the requirements. with a more ceremonial event to take place at some point later.
Moore says he expects one of Purdue's first priorities will be to get his staff in place. Soil temperature report brought to you by Abilene Machine. See the parts online, AbileneMachine.com. We are warming up slowly but surely. The northern half of Kansas checks in at 54 to 57 degrees this morning, all the way across the northern half of the state, and the southern half checks in at 56 to 60 degrees. So we have finally made it up well past that 50-degree mark. In Oklahoma, it's a 50-50 split as well. The northern half of the state checks in at 60 to 62 degrees, and the southern half of Oklahoma checks in at 63 to 65 degrees. These are 4-inch morning soil temperatures as of 7 a.m. Just for information, most of the entire state of Texas is now checking in at 68, 69, and 70 degrees. But Kansas, 54 to 57 in the northern half, 56 to 60 in the southern half. Oklahoma, well into the 60s as far as soil temperatures go. Ag News, Soil Temperature Reports, Mid-America Ag Network.
Make tracks. The Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 20th through 22nd at the new Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. The latest for farm and ranch, along with live cattle equipment demonstrations and gentle horse training with Scott Daly. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower at the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
So, you say you like bingo. Well, how does this sound? Prairie Band Casino's all-new bingo facility is now open and features, you'd better be sitting for this, 400 seats with cell phone chargers, 200 handheld electronic bingo devices, in-house progressive jackpots, hotballs, and bonanzas, MP Bingo from Planet Bingo with two large progressives, event tickets and pull tabs, lots of snacks and bottled beer, plus we're connected to 15 other bingo facilities nationwide. We're open Wednesday through Saturday evenings with matinee sessions on Saturday and Sunday. Whew, so how do you like bingo now? Pricing and packages at prairieband.com/bingo.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, which is, as we all know, agriculture. With rural hospitals closing at the astonishing rate of one per month since 2010, the survival of a tiny hospital in a remote part of Idaho is impressive, but it is not guaranteed. More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
Arco, Idaho is not unlike many small towns across farming America. Its population is shrinking, its streets are lined with shuttered and boarded up storefronts, and its hospital was bankrupt, but instead of going out of business, it was revived. In an article on Politico.com, Anna Gorman, a senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News, writes about the remarkable recovery of that hospital in Arco, Idaho. But even with all of the creativity and the heroics that saved that hospital for that small community, its survival is not guaranteed.
Of course not. Again, the demographics are really to blame for the tenuous future of this hospital and others like it. It's unclear whether this town in the long run will survive. There's only 900 people. It's gone down significantly over the last several years. And young people are leaving because there just aren't any jobs. That said, having a hospital for a small community is really essential. It helps the economy of the local town. In this town of Arco and the county of Butte County in Idaho, it's one of the major employers. So towns need hospitals for their economy. They also need them because there are emergencies. This is a farming, ranching town. There's car accidents, there's ranching accidents, there's people who have strokes, there's older folks who fall down. And so it's really important for small towns to keep their hospital.
What did the hospital in Arco do that other hospitals in small towns can learn from?
Well, the CEO, Huerta, would say maintain your independence. He did not want to be purchased by a larger corporate hospital in one of the other bigger towns nearby because he worried that then Lost River would become, quote-unquote, a Band-Aid in the desert. I think the other lesson to be learned is to not be afraid to try new things, whether that's a telepharmacy so that people can get their medications in their communities even if there isn't a pharmacist in town, or whether it's trying remote patient monitoring. There are lots of examples of innovation in rural healthcare across the country.
Reporter Anna Gorman, whose article you can find at politico.com. Back after this.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 44 degrees, highs only in the middle and upper 50s today. 60s heading into the weekend with a gradual warm-up.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Not a great day yesterday for the Kansas City Royals. DeShields' RBI single in the 13th gave Texas a 1-0 win over the Royals. Delino DeShields had an RBI single with one out in the 13th inning to score Joey Gallo from second base. And the Texas Rangers beat the Kansas City Royals 1-0 last night. The Kansas City Chiefs released their 2017 schedule yesterday, and the Chiefs will open up their season on Thursday Night Football as they battle the defending Super Bowl champion New England Patriots in Foxborough, Massachusetts. And former KU center Jeff Withey, in the middle of a domestic violence probe, police are investigating an allegation of domestic violence against the Utah Jazz center Jeff Withey. The LA County District Attorney's Office will have to determine whether or not Withey will be charged with a crime. Mid-America Network Sports.
Cilantro is one herb that can generate strong opinions. We'll tell you what drives the anti-cilantro crowd on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-5285. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have